All right, we have our two new contestants, Michael Silver and Kate Jones. So, Kate, I love this trio of things I know about you. You wrote a hip-hop song about PBS, you attended firefighting school, and you auditioned to be a Rockette.
Yes, those are all true.
Those are all true. Are you writing any more hip-hop songs? Are you a firefighter or a Rockette at this point?
I'm doing more writing.
You're doing more writing. Okay. And actually, you also perform with the Neo-Futurists, which I'm very familiar with, in a great show called Too Much Light Makes Baby Go Blind. Yeah. Do you want to tell us what that show is about?
Sure. We perform 30 short plays in 60 minutes, or we attempt to. And each week, the show is different. We write about current events or what's going on in our lives or whatever we feel like at the moment.
So you're super knowledgeable of all things going on. And Michael, you have been on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
I have, though not as impressive as Jeopardy, I guess, but yeah.
It's totally impressive. Okay, Michael, come on. How much did you win?
I won $1,000.
$1,000? All right, do you remember the question that took you out? Is that something that is in your head?
It was something like Russia, borders, I don't even remember how many countries.
Oh, yeah, does, boring, like, snooze fest.
It was like, what country does it share its longest border with? And it was like the Ukraine, China, Mongolia, or Kazakhstan.
Duh.
Yeah?
Which one? You got it wrong?
You know, I wanted to, like, save money for other people to win.
Yeah.
I thought that it was kind of better that way. You know, like, I don't need $1 million, so.
All right, well, we're going to be playing a game called The Main Ingredient. Jonathan, do you want to explain this?
Yes, so, you know, when you buy a box of cookies, for instance, on the side, there's a list of ingredients, and the very first item in that list of ingredients is the thing that there is most of in that box of cookies. So in this game, we want you to tell us the most common component or the main ingredient of whatever it is that we're describing. So, for example, if I said, this gas is the main ingredient in Earth's atmosphere, making up about 78% of the air we breathe. Ophira, you would say?
I want to say oxygen, but I know that's wrong.
Correct, you are wrong. Our atmosphere is actually 78% nitrogen.
Ooh.
Only 21% oxygen, and just 1% everything else.
Ooh, everything else.
Yeah, it's, sounds like there could be a lot of bad stuff in there. We should really look into it.
I know, another 1% I have to worry about. Great, yeah. Thanks a lot. Occupy air. All right. All right, contestants, so you're going to ring in when you know the answer. Does that make sense to you? Okay.
Most linguists agree that this letter is the main ingredient in English words, appearing more frequently than any other.
I think that was Kate.
E?
That is correct.
That's correct, yes.
Ricotta is not considered a true cheese because its main ingredient is this byproduct of the cheese-making process.
Michael.
Whey?
Whey, yes, whey.
Yes.
Yes, whey. I love that you looked around like, why wouldn't I know this? Everyone knows this.
It can't be that simple.
You had no idea? It just came to you?
Yeah, it did.
Wow.
Brilliant. Do you have an earpiece in?
Yeah, they're talking to me.
They are?
Got it.
With a little bit of carbon added as a hardening agent, steel is an alloy made mostly from this elemental main ingredient.
Iron?
Yes.
Correct, Michael. Which, doesn't that make you feel, like, less about steel? You're like, oh, you're just iron? Imposter.
Many states require cold medicines that contain this drug to be sold behind the counter because its main ingredient is used to make methamphetamine.
Ephedrine?
That's correct.
Oh, look, you've made meth before. Oh, correct.
U.S. pennies minted after 1982 have...
Okay, all right. We have to stop for 1 second, Jonathan. Sorry.
Okay.
Because to give it a fair chance, we're going to ask them to wait till you read the full clip.
Sorry.
All right?
This is a really good sentence, too. U.S. pennies minted after 1982 have just 2.5% copper plating. The other 97.5% is this metallic main ingredient.
Whoa. Kate.
Nickel?
Ooh,
no, I'm sorry.
It's not nickel. Yeah, but it's a good idea. Pennies. I mean, I didn't know they were not copper. Do you have a...
Zinc?
Zinc is correct, Michael. Weird. I'm almost scared that you know this stuff, by the way.
I was going to say nickel.
That was just mean.
All right. That means, Michael, you have the most points in this game. You are moving on. How about a hand for the lovely, talented, and brilliant Kate? Michael, you'll be moving on to our final Ask Me One More round at the end of the show. Congratulations.